Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone. Breaking It Down, Frank McKay here. First time guest, and boy, he's an accomplished man, that's for sure. He's the founder of Travelocity.com and co-founder and the founding chairman of Kayak.com. And we all know what happened with them. And he is really brilliant by all accounts. If you get an opportunity, watch his TED Talk. It's tremendous. He's also the author of Disruption Off, the technological disruption coming for you. And I can't imagine a more perfect guest for what we're going through at this point than Terry Jones. Terry Jones, how are you?
Very well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're in an unprecedented time, unless someone was around in 1917, and they would be 102 at this point, and they would have been two at that point. None of us have ever experienced this. Is it a reset time, and is it a time where people should be rethinking their business models?
I think so. You know, first of all, we have the time to do it. But secondly, you know, this is different than the technological disruption I write about in the book, because that disruption always kind of starts slower than we predict and then moves faster later than we predict. And you think of Travelocity or Netflix or Uber, you know, those were 10-year overnight successes, right?
Yeah.
This is far less predictable because it has been overnight. And so I think it's important for people to look at what's happening in the market and rethink how they may respond to it. I mean, look, 74% of companies in a recent survey say some of their workers are going to stay home forever. They're not coming back to the office.
Wow.
You know, 300,000 people hired by Instacart for food and grocery delivery. Amazon hired 175,000 for the same thing. Doesn't make up for the millions laid off, most of whom we believe will come back. But e-commerce shipments are up 50%. So, you know, if you haven't been selling aggressively online, maybe now's the time. Hopefully you have been. But, you know, then you got contactless shopping. Think Amazon Go, that store that, you know, it doesn't have any clerks. That seemed kind of weird 2 years ago. Now it seems like they had a crystal ball, right?
Yeah.
You know, are you in the furniture business? Well, that's certainly being redesigned. Are you in the restaurant business? Maybe you're going to become a ghost kitchen and just deliver. You're not going to reopen. Are you in telemedicine? You know, suddenly that was not approved. Now it's approved, which I think is great.
Yeah.
We're underway with the biggest experiment in remote education in history. I'm on the board of a company that gives second chances to workers. We train people to become computer engineers, and it takes about a year. And it's an interesting model. They don't pay anything while they're in school. If they get a job that pays over $50,000, they pay 17% of their salary for 3 years after going to school. And 95% of our graduates do that. And guess what? You know, we're swamped with applications right now. So it is a time for people to say, you know, what am I going to do differently because the world has changed? And I was always thinking about doing this. Well, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's exactly it. And so much could be said at this time, a lot of speculation. But you're one of the men who saw this revolution happening, and you could just point to kayak.com and travelocity.com, and you knew it. And by the way, you, if I understand correctly, you spent 20 years at either American Airlines or one of the big airlines.
Yeah. So, yeah, at American.
Yeah, so the thing is that you understood this business from the ground floor, you know, so to speak, from the ground
floor.
Well,
actually, I'd been a travel agent. I started my career as a physical travel agent, writing tickets, getting red ink on my fingers. And, you know, so I'd been in the business, and then I jumped into automation. And at American, I was in marketing and then IT, eventually chief information officer. So I ran one of the biggest computer systems in the world. And, you know, we'd experimented with doing online things on AOL and CompuServe, and then the internet came along, and wow, it seemed like the right move at the right minute, and a lot of people didn't think so. Wall Street didn't think travel would be big, but travel is the largest part of e-commerce. It's larger than the next three categories combined. So we really changed travel. Now, that's not to say there still aren't travel agents. Of all things, my daughter is one. I spent my whole career putting them out of business, and she became one, right? But that different kind. You know, she gets her customers through social media. She deals with them online. She's doing high-end travel and really adding value. Nobody needs a travel agent to buy two tickets to Pittsburgh, right? It's just easy. So I think that's where people need to rethink, you know, how much we've changed in the last 60 days, how many of us are doing things differently. I'm picking up my groceries, right? I'm not going in the store. Obviously, we're all buying online more. I'm tricking out a complete video studio here in my home because I'm a professional speaker. Well, that business is dead, right? But I'm going virtual, right? And I think a virtual speaker needs to be more like a TV producer. You know, if I'm going to keep people's attention, it's going to need to be like TV. So I'm changing my business. I think everybody else is going to have to make, almost everybody is going to have to make some change going forward.
For those just joining us, Terry Jones is the voice that you're hearing. He is the founder of Travelocity.com and the co-founder and founding chairman of Kayak.com. Frank McKay here with Terry Jones. And his latest is Disruption, the technological disruption coming for you. And it was written before the pandemic. So it's a very appropriate book. Much different type of disruption that he spoke about, but very relevant. Everyone must get it, Amazon.com and anywhere they sell great books. Please get this book. Buy two. Buy one for you and then give one to someone who's trying to adjust. And I think it's a perfect guy to listen to at a time like this that's beyond a crisis. But as Terry Jones just mentioned, opportunity is another word we heard in there as well. Speaking to that, coming out of the Spanish flu, and you know, it was about 100 years ago, walking into the 20s, there was a boom, if I read correctly, right? There was a boom coming out of the war. You know, World War One was just ending,
right.
You know, we had this terrible pandemic, but the 20s were a boom. And I know it's a much different time, and maybe it's comparing apples to bowling balls, but can you see that happening now? Is there a possibility that this happens, or is it too early to tell?
Well, I think it's pretty early to tell. But look, what I was fascinated by, my book is about digital disruption, about technologies like 3D printing and drones and robotics and big data. And a survey I read this week out of Europe says that kind of disruption is accelerating. So I think people who jump on the bandwagon of change, you know, can do very well coming out of this. I have a good friend who lives in Chevy Chase, Maryland. His groceries are being delivered by a little drone that looks like a radio flyer wagon with a radio in it. You know, it just rolls down the street. Now, that wasn't allowed before COVID, but the regulations change. And that happens in a you know, something like this. The regulators get a kick in the head and they start allowing things like telemedicine. Like in North Dakota, Walmart is doing delivery by drone. Now, that was prohibited before. Now they said, okay, go ahead, it's safer to do that, right? We're seeing robots being installed in airports. The new check-in system at Ethiopian Airlines in the Middle East actually checks your respiration and your temperature as you check in. And if your respiration is bad and you got a high temperature, you're not going to get a boarding pass. You're going to have to go to the counter, and you know they're going to check to see if you're sick. I've seen, you know, the carts that they push down the aisle on the airplane full of drinks. Well, they have a new one that pushes down the aisle with two big arms that cleans all the seats in 10 minutes using UV light and spray. So those are all things where people are flipping their business. I'm on the board of an internet security company, SonicWall. We sell firewalls and other internet protection programs. Our business is doing exceptionally well because suddenly companies have to protect everybody working from home against hackers. So, you know, that's been good for our business. So there's some sectors, particularly travel, which is going to really have a hard time. There are others that should bounce back pretty quick. So it's going to be uneven.
Yeah, it's fascinating, but it is, like you said, there's opportunities here. I guess the big question, and again, it's all speculation at this point, even for someone like yourself, who you've seen billion-dollar IPOs and, you know, a couple times, more than once in your life. But if you think about this, if you think about what has, you know, what is transpiring, we've lost all of these jobs. You know, there's certain jobs that just are never coming back, as you alluded to before. But then you said if people can adjust and go, you know, virtual, go online and do all of that, do you think there's enough room? And it's not a rhetorical question. It's, you know, outright, is there enough room out there to accept 20 million jobs if people adjust properly? Can they be filled with virtual activity?
Well, you know, look, we've continued to do that in this country for many, many years, and I don't think everything's going virtual. I mean, look, Vegas is getting ready to reopen, and there are going to be fewer people at the tables, so they're going to have to change how they make money, right, because they won't have as many people. The convention business is going to be hurt for a while. You know, eventually we'll have a vaccine, and things will change, but, you know, think about the TSA. You know, right after 9/11, we ramped up the TSA. They have hundreds of thousands of workers that, you know, were doing something else before. And, of course, we all think that and thought that was a real pain in the rear. But now we kind of forget about it. I suspect the same thing will happen here, where all kinds of new things will have to be done. All kinds of businesses will start to do them. And, you know, we'll cope with that. We'll say, well, restaurants aren't quite the same for a while. You know, travel will be hurt longer term, but other things will grow. Like the sales of bicycles is off the chart. You can't find them. You know, I don't know what people were doing that now they want to ride a bike, but I read today you can't find a bicycle. So the sales of video equipment are off the chart. I'll tell you that. Trying to buy video equipment for my new studio is almost impossible because everybody's doing it. So, you know, this is a resilient economy. We're a resilient country. It's painful. You know, there are people who are out of work. But many of those jobs, you know, should snap back. And we're seeing that in China. You know, we're seeing that in Taiwan. We're seeing that in Singapore. Those jobs are coming back. The real question, I think, because we're such a consumer-based economy, are people going to go back to shopping? If they turn to saving rather than shopping, then we become like Japan. Right, which hasn't had any economic growth in a very long time. So, you know, to help, the best thing people can do when they can do it safely is to grab back their old life. I have to do it safely. Maybe they have to wear a mask. Maybe they have to sit farther away. Okay, well, we should do that, you know, for the country as a whole so everybody gets better and this goes away. There was a head of a hospital on this week. I saw a show. It was on a major network, and he said, "Look, we have 75,000 people in our hospital, and you know we know that we can keep the infection out if everybody washes their hands and wears masks and are careful. And if 60% of the country is careful, then this thing will go away. And I hope more than 60% are careful. But it's going to be an uneven and painful recovery, that's for sure."
If you were to rewrite disruption off the technological disruption coming for you at this moment, how long would it take you to adjust to our new normal or what's becoming our new
normal?
Well,
you know, I'm already doing that, but I what I'm doing is adding new examples of, you know, my examples on 3D printing and how that's changed. For example, 90% of hearing aids are 3D printed, and that change happened in 4 years. Hmm. They're jet engine parts that are being 3D printed. But I didn't think that people would be innovative enough to 3D print face shields, right? Or that, you know, people would be using drones to make sure people are socially distancing. Or, you know, using robotics to clean and to make sure everything is fine in an airport on an airplane. So I think, you know, these kind of changes are still coming, and I think we'll deploy technology more quickly. We'll certainly see business models change, more direct-to-consumer models. Like, look at the subscription models. Who ever thought we'd, you know, Harry's Shave Club, right? Yeah. Who would subscribe to a razor? They sold for $1 billion, right?
I do. I subscribe to
yeah, yeah. I have a beard, so I don't do much with razors, but still, you know, that's pretty amazing. And you know, or selling mattresses over the web, direct to consumer, that's going to increase because people are going to want to say, hey, this online shopping thing really works. People are building payments into the car, so. I'm driving along and my car says I'm running out of gas, and all of a sudden a Shell logo pops up on my in-car entertainment system, say, hey, there's a Shell station 2 blocks down. If you go in right now, I'll give you a cup of coffee, right? Mm. And you don't have to pay. You can just click, right? Amazon is doing that. My printer orders its own ink. My Brita orders its own filters. Yeah. So those kind of technologies will only accelerate. So I think the premise of the book, that digital disruption is coming, and what people have to do is take more risk in business. As business gets older, we stop taking risk. And we need to take more risk and experiment and make decisions quickly. That gets hard as a business gets big, and I know that, but I'm already hearing in conferences that in very large companies, people are making decisions faster. They aren't waiting for 42 VPs to say yes, they're just doing it, right? And that's what you have to do. Because at this time, to restart, you know, you have to move quickly, and you have to be running a marathon still, your old business, and then run a sprint. What's my new business, right? And just make those decisions. Some of them you're going to stub your toe. But, you know, that's the way you move forward. I certainly learned that in 5 startups and being on 17 boards. If you stand still, you get run over.
Well, let me remind everyone to buy. Get 2 of them, please. Disruption Off, the technological disruption coming for you is the latest book by Terry Jones. And again, he's the founder of Travelocity.com and the founding chairman of Kayak.com. 2, you know, great companies, tremendous. Terry, I know you got to go. I wish I had more time with you, and hopefully I can get a follow-up with you. But you just something you said there as far as people adjusting to their habits, and I know it's a little different, but I'm 53, and I remember a time when people said people aren't going to pay for TV, cable TV, people aren't going to pay for TV, and then I remember a time when people said people are going to pay for bottled water, people are going to, you know,
oh, yeah.
do this.
And, what a crazy thing. And $5 for a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
You know?
How about at one time there were people seriously arguing that the public wouldn't accept a fourth major network when Fox was coming around. And I heard intelligent people arguing, and I kind of thought, you know, why not? Why wouldn't people? I mean, we have 500.
Well, change is always like that. You know, when railroads were introduced in the United Kingdom, people said, well, if you go over 30 miles an hour, you'll probably go insane, right? I mean, no one knew, right?
That's
no
right.
one knew. And so that always happens, but there are always those people who say, no, let's do that. You know, we can do that. Let's try that. I have a friend who started a drug delivery company in Africa using drones. And, you know, had a lot of problems. A lot of things crashed, but then it works. He's saving a lot of lives. Guess what? Now he's doing it in North Carolina. So, you know, people say it can't be done. There are other people who are going to do it. And I'd like to be on that side. And that's why I wrote this book, because I think American companies can still disrupt other companies. They can disrupt themselves. And it's a time to think about change and be successful.
Terry, can you give us a website, a social media site where people could follow along with you and the book?
Sure. It's tbjones.com. T as in Terry, B as in boy, tbjones.com. There are lots of videos there. You can watch of my speeches. And, you know, I'm on social media all the time. So, and the book Disruption Off and my previous book on innovation are both available on amazon.com.
Well, congratulations not only on the book, but a body of work that's I don't know where it is on the Rushmore, but it is absolutely amazing. Keep up the great work. Thank you very much for being here, and of course, congratulations on the book.
Thank you, Frank. Really great to be here.
Terry Jones, everyone, has been our very special guest. He is the author of Disruption Off, the technological disruption coming for you. It is a must get, and it is a great starting point for adjustments that we're all going to have to make. This is a brilliant guy. If you you know, you got a little taste of him here. But get the book. It's an absolute must for everyone. He is the founder of Travelocity.com and the co-founder and the founding chair of Kayak.com. Terry Jones, once again, has been our very special guest. And please, get the book. Disruption Off, The Technological Disruption Coming for You. It's his name, and please, Amazon.com or anywhere they sell great books. Terry Jones has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.